You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. The Iowa Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors are joining forces to assist flood victims in western Iowa. The NAR's Realtor Relief Flood Foundation has awarded the Iowa Association a $250,000 grant, and the IAR has contributed another $25,000. The money will be used to help individual households impacted by flooding, according to IAR President John Getty. He explains how the program works.
Each grant is $1,000, which many people have had a lot more damage than that. Here, it is especially earmarked for helping with a mortgage payment or rental payments. So this is for people that are find themselves in trouble because of the floods as a renter or as a homeowner. It's quite a program. It's geared towards our fellow citizens, not just our clients. And the same thing with displaced renters also, who have to, instead of being and maybe they're not able to pay the rent because of loss of work, or they are not in the rental that they did pay for and now have a huge hotel bills that they didn't expect. So the idea is just to help in admittedly a small way for people that really need it. And, it sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but, we have $275,000, but the grants are $1,000 a piece, so you can see that. We'll be helping 275 families. And of course, there's I'm sure thousands of families that need help.
What do people need to do to apply for this money?
Well, the easiest thing is to talk to the real estate agent or their realtor members. So there's 8,400 real estate agents in the state, and there's 7,300 are members of the National Association of Realtors and the Iowa Association of Realtors. So maybe the easiest thing is when they think of real estate, and a realtor's name should come up and give them a contact. The other is to just contact the Iowa Realtors at flood@iowarealtors.com. Would have that. And I could give a number if you'd like me to.
Sure, sure.
And so that's 800-532.
What's it looking like up there in terms of flood damage? Certainly around here, around some of the Missouri River areas and the tributaries, we've seen some flooding, a lot worse, though, the further south you go on the Missouri and the tributaries and in Nebraska, it's been very bad. What's it like up where you are in Spencer?
Well, in Spencer, we're very, very, a lot of flooding. A lot of flooding in the farmland areas, et cetera. Very little flooding in Spencer proper. We have some good diking system and some surge pumps that really kick in, and we don't get the flood water like other places get. But there's certainly some isolated areas where, there's people that have never had water since 93, and they got water in their basements. A lot of ground saturation. But up south, and boy, I tell you, especially along the Missouri corridor there, south of Sioux City, just amazing flooding, and they really do need some help.
What should people do if they have issues or problems concerning flooding and their homes and real estate and land and how they should deal with it?
I think it's important that any time that you have any question related to real estate, and of course in this flood here, is to talk to your local real estate agent. They'll be able to be a source to the resource. And this is a case in point too, that talk to your real estate agent or go to that iowarealtors.com site and make an application. It's well worth the time. It's a couple pages of the application, but it's not intrusive and it's not onerous at all. It's just trying to be responsible, make sure that the money goes to the people that really need it. So I would just say, don't be shy and don't wait until tomorrow or next week, because it's limited funds.
That was John Getty, the president of the Iowa Association of Realtors, talking about the $1,000 grants that are available to people who've been hurt by flooding in western Iowa. When dealing with flooding or other natural disasters, we can be overwhelmed by the damage and devastation, and the resulting financial and emotional stress can be hard to handle. However, Iowans can turn to Iowa Concern from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. It's a toll-free number with live chat capabilities and a website. Iowa Concern services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at no charge. The service provides access to counselors and an attorney for legal education, as well as information and referral services for a wide variety of topics. Dr. David Brown, Human Services Specialist in Family Life, teaches mental health first aid and assists with Iowa Concern.
Well, we're training people to do a variety of things with mental health first aid. Right now, we're really focusing on our staff, but we will probably be expanding that to different communities that may be struggling, like those in the flood. But we're training them to, number one, understand the signs and symptoms of beginning phases of mental health disorders, such as depression, anxiety, and substance use disorders, which after very long periods of stress may show up, certainly in flooded areas and things like that. But we're also teaching them on how to interact and listen to individuals who may be struggling with those issues, look for resources, how to assist them in resources, and what type of self-help strategies that they may want to do also to help themselves.
And this piece that I don't hear about, you talk about dealing with stress that's caused by events like this major flooding, because often we talk about, you know, insurance and going to FEMA, getting disaster assistance.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. There's a huge amount of stress that goes in that. And I think why we're really focusing, excited about mental health first aid, simply because if that stress continues over long periods of time, it could turn into more severe issues relating to anxiety, depression, substance use disorders, things like that. So yeah, there's all sorts of stress going on right now related to the floods.
Are you hearing from people? Are they calling in on the number?
Well, I think they are starting to call in to Iowa Concern Hotline. That number certainly has been in the forefront of what we're trying to do as far as providing also some relief that's available 24/7, which will be the Iowa Concern Hotline.
Seems like there's been a lot of stress for farmers in the last year with low commodity prices, the tariff-caused trade war, and now the flooding. It must be very difficult.
It's very, very difficult right now in the farming community. Now, some of the things we've also done, we've offered some training related to stress management and some of the same things, how to the signs and symptoms of stress and do some how to kind of mitigate some of that stress. We've provided programming through the Crop Advantage program, which is a series of events that were offered in January. And that impacted over 2,000 producers and agribusiness professionals across the state. We've done some training on stress management and signs of stress at the Integrated Crop Management Program. There's also a variety of programs going on at local county extension offices as well, involve folks that have been trained in that program to offer that program.
The Extension Service is involved in so many areas. I think sometimes when we don't know much about what you do, we think of, you know, the guy that used to come to the fields and look at the corn or perhaps go to the town meeting hall and show everyone how to do this or that. But you have such a large number of areas that you work on.
We really do. Now, the other thing we're hoping to offer down the road in the areas that are flooded, because of the stress, also impacts relationships, that level of stress. So we have some relationship education programs that can assist couples to really improve their relationship, and that's been really important given the amount of stress that couples and families under related to the floods as well. Yeah, I just want to put another plug for the Iowa Concern Hotline, because again, that has not only it's a toll-free phone number, but we also have live chat capabilities and a website. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at no charge. We do have access to stress counselors and an attorney for legal education, as well as information referral for a variety of different topics. So obviously you can also call, you have questions about your insurance cover, about legal rights regarding the flood. You can also talk to Iowa Concern Hotline as well.
That was Dr. David Brown of Iowa State University Extension Outreach Services. He helps train extension specialists in mental health first aid and helps administer the Iowa Concern Program. The program provides free 24-hour help with stress and financial and legal issues for those hit hard by flooding and other problems. For information, you can call 1-800-447-1985. You can also go to extension.iowastate.edu.